Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week, we revisit Casey and Jennifer Simmons from Devil's Elbow, a tiny town in Pulaski County. Their son Hunter has severe cerebral palsy and epilepsy, and full disclosure, he goes to a school where my dad was previously a teacher and the principal. Casey and Jennifer shared their favorite Hunter stories and spoke about why you should never let others put limits on what your child can accomplish. Here's Jennifer.
Well, there are a lot of stories I can think of that I love when I think about Hunter, but the first one that came to mind was, and I wish I still had this on my voice recorder from my old cell phone. I think it might have been a flip phone then, who knows. But he said, "I love you," which Hunter is essentially nonverbal. I shouldn't say that. He talks, but it's more just nonspecific. I spent a lot of time with him saying, "I love my mama. I love my mama," over and over. And it was as clear as day. He said it back to me, and I had it on a recording, and it's gone for forever, but it's in my memory forever, which is awesome. That was pretty sweet. And then just, it's amazing how, like, the little things that they accomplish are so huge and amazing to you. Like, just seeing him, like, be able to hold a cup and drink from it. And I just think about, like, his love for music.
Yeah, we use music a lot in trying to accomplish daily activities with Hunter. Things that you'd think would probably be easy or somehow unsurmountably difficult at times, just like bath time or shower time or what have you. And when he was younger, he's always loved music, any kind of music. For the most part, when he was younger, it was always, I guess we made the assumption that it was always more upbeat music like rock and roll or rap or what have you. Well, there was one day, I think it was when we still had a bathtub in his bathroom, was giving him a bath, and he was not very happy about it. And I just happened to be flipping through different songs trying to find something that work, and turned Merle Haggard on, and he immediately did a 180 and enjoyed bath time from that point on. So he's a very well-rounded connoisseur of music.
Yeah. We don't like to talk about his love for Justin Bieber, though. But there's a true love there. When you have a child with special needs, doctors, therapists, even educators, you're going to hear some terms along the way that you're not too fond of that sort of limit what your child can achieve. And when you hear those things, don't believe them, because your child will do what they can do. I mean, they'll do amazing things, but it's in their own time. And so when a doctor says they'll never walk, well, I'm sorry, but
they don't know that.
You don't know that. Who are you? You're not God. I mean, seriously. So don't take those things and just feel like, well, that's what your life is, and this is how it's going to turn out, because it may take years for a child to learn to hold up their own head, but by God, they're going to do it. So just don't let anyone limit your belief in what your child can achieve.
That was Casey and Jennifer Simmons speaking about their son, Hunter. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.